818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Under attack, time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just wait and see, don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. Tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. No.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Third and final hour on this Friday, October 4th, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. We're going to be getting into the counterpoint to Robert Reich's YouTube video, the updated one, produced and put on YouTube just a year ago, now has 964,000 views. And includes the state of Michigan. If you didn't hear it in the first hour when I played it, starting at 9:35, the second segment, second half hour of hour number one, text me NPV, National Popular Vote, and I'll send you the link to the YouTube video. They already have it pending as legislation in Lansing by the Democrats. It was introduced and put in their agenda last year, 2023. It's a threat that the Democrats have been using against the Republicans legislatively for the past 2 years. We're in control. You're not. We have the gavel. You don't. We have the majority. Go sit in the corner and suck your thumbs. Two-seat majority in the House, 56 Democrats to 54 Republicans. Two-seat majority in the state Senate, 38 state senators, 20 Democrats, 18 Republicans. You don't have control. You're not in the majority. We have the gavels in both chambers. We are going to ram through our legislative agenda packages, and you're going to watch. We're not going to allow you to have any amendments. I've even seen with my own eyes committee hearings in Lansing, folks, because of House TV. If you go to the Michigan House government's website and click on House TV, you can watch committees. I've actually seen committees that Cam Cavett is sitting on because he voted for Joe Tate, the Democrat, to be the speaker. So he was granted a committee assignment, told by the chair of the committee, we're not going to allow the Republicans to talk. Mr. Chairman, you're not recognized. Gaveled down when they've attempted to speak in committee hearings. This is how the Democrats govern when they are in the majority. And they've been doing it to the Republicans for the last 2 years. That's why when you go to events and you talk to state reps or state senators, they always say, well, it's tough to do anything in Lansing right now because we don't have the majority. Have you Republicans watched and seen and felt exactly how it is done when you are in the majority, when you have the gavel, when you have the votes? This is how you govern in the state of Michigan. And I hope and pray to God that the Republicans have finally learned a lesson. You do not govern like Rick Snyder and Brian Kelly did for 8 years when you had the majority in Lansing. You could have done things to fix this state, and you did not. The only thing you did that was possibly remotely able to start fixing this state was you passed Right to Work because we put a gun to your head literally to do it. What did the Democrats do when they got the power? They repealed Right to Work. We told you you had to make it a constitutional amendment, but you didn't listen to us. Short break. We're going to have a guest on hopefully in the next segment. We'll be right back.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sioux St. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmith. Call 231-838-5571.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential, even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Hey, Patriots, this is the boss of Veteran John, his wife, Jamie, in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth, Mega Water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, and veteran-owned. Go to megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithin', the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The gun doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithin' of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the gun doctor.
Mm.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number three on this Friday. Joining us on the line right now is Dr. Sherry O'Donnell. She was a candidate for the U.S. Senate, as you well know. Many of us supported her up here in northern Michigan in our listening area. But now she's back to the private sector doing her day job. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, Trucker. How are you?
We are good. You've been traveling around the state of Michigan asking people, motivating people, educating people to get engaged, to get out the vote for the Republicans on November 5th. You've even been asked by Mike Rogers to go out and speak for him on behalf of him at certain events.
I absolutely have. I even introduced him at the state convention in front of 5,000 delegates and endorsed him. Last night I was up in Muskegon County, spoke at the Women's Caucus, and again, encourage people to stay engaged. We've got 31 days. We've got to get this done.
Amen. Absolutely. Then all of a sudden, we had this unbelievable hurricane down south, Helene, and some folks have been reaching out to you, asking you to get involved, to do what you do all the time. Many times you've done this around the world. Explain to the folks what you've been asked to do.
So first off, I heard about the hurricane when I was in D.C. I was in D.C. last week for 5 days doing different events and heard about it, didn't realize the devastation that's involved. So yesterday, actually Monday night, I started getting some phone calls and I reached out to somebody and said, hey, how bad is it? We're not search and rescue, you know, and it doesn't seem like there were a lot of injuries. It seems like people were just without power, without electricity, without water, without those things. And
sure,
that's not, you know, that's not my wheelhouse. My wheelhouse is medicine, of course, as a physician.
Right.
So, you know, kind of waiting for some responses to see. And oftentimes, Randy, I don't do domestic things because usually domestic has a big response. Okay. And I go international because there's not near as many people go internationally. But last night I spoke with a staff mate or a staffer of Virginia Fox, who's one of the congresswomen in North Carolina. And she's saying they are not getting any help. And yes, they need help multiple times over. So if I'm able to come and establish a team, please come. There are people, because FEMA's lack of response and the National Guard's lack of response, it's the private sector that's coming in. So I was asked as a physician to please come, and am I prepared to reach the unreachables, because there hasn't been the help. There are some great efforts right now. There's a makeshift hospital set up at one of the airports in South Carolina, which of course is right on the tip of. So they're at Hickory Creek. There's also Samaritan's Purse is there, but they still can't get to those people that are more remote, especially in the mountains. So we're working with and reaching out to some airlines and saying, hey, we need some private sectors, you know, to bring in a team, get us up there. The helicopters, of course, can navigate much more easily. But yes, it looks like before the weekend's through, we'll take a team. So what that means is we'll take medical supplies, medical equipment, and go and serve the people.
I have a personal friend here in Antrim County. He owns Torchport Airport, and Tim owns his own plane. He's taken donations of various items that they listed on Facebook that they needed. He flew his plane down to North Carolina, landed the plane in a farmer's field, and literally unloaded the plane and turned around and flew back. He allowed people to come to that farm, if they could get there, to get these supplies. He's doing another run, I believe, later today. I don't know if you've seen this post or not by Alex Jones, but Alex says that Biden has ordered a stand down of over 1,000 military helicopter crews in the South. Every branch is reporting from the state level that they are waiting on orders while people are literally in their attics with their fingers sticking through the roof vents, screaming and yelling for help. This is an unprecedented action by Biden-Harris. The hurricane conveniently destroyed the reddest areas in four southern states that vote Republican. They can't and will not possibly be back up and running to vote on November 5th. Why are they holding up these military helicopters from going into these areas, if you know?
I don't know. What I do know is that there have been some, and Randy, we've got to be careful in disaster relief, that people that just bring in stuff, that it doesn't just simply sit there wastefully because there's nobody to distribute. So I know one of the things right now that they're calling and just saying, you know, it doesn't even have to be medical. Come on, we need hands to now distribute the supplies. Yes, people are bringing supplies, but we need to still get the, you know, the supplies to the people. It's sure. One place to have a drop-off center, but if the people can't get to the drop-off center, it's not any good either.
Right.
So, you know, your logistical pieces on ground, Randy, are so, so important. And that's why, you know, when we go, we always make certain we have somebody working our ground game. You can't just cavalierly, although your heart's, you know, right and in the right place to do this.
Right.
But, you know, what's happening is FEMA's ridiculous right now. There's been one FEMA truck. Glenn Beck was on ground yesterday for 5 hours, and we got a field report from him, Dom Theater, who of course is in the Cadillac area, and I've been in contact since Monday, looking to hear from Glenn kind of what is going on and whether or not he can be of assistance in getting the medical teams there. So, you know, I have reached out to Glenn Beck, and we'll hear from his team. But what's happening is FEMA's response has been pitiful. And they're also saying that they're going to bulldoze people's property, and the property, whether there's deceased caucuses or not, it doesn't really matter. They're going to just bulldoze it. And right now, there's $750 being offered to these people for their property, for the house, for the devastation. Why? Because we've given thousands upon millions, but thousands to each illegal immigrant, and we can't even do that for our citizens. This has to stop, and it is once again a Biden poor administration response once again.
Well, I personally feel that they're taking advantage, political advantage, of these four southern states. And again, they're Republican states.
Yep.
They are absolutely Trump country type of states. And I believe that Biden's doing this on purpose to affect the election. But, you know, time will tell. This particular farmer, I guess, had already a network of other farmers.
Yes.
In their county that was able to get these items available. They had the tractors with the wagons. They had the trucks available to do it. And that's how they set up this network for Tim to bring his supplies in.
Yep.
The other component, like you say, the ground game. How are you guys? What's the plan if you end up going down there to provide medical assistance? Tim said he reported from that county. He was told that there was 50-some people standing outside of the emergency room to the hospital that they finally got back up and running. They got their power back. Said that the waiting room was overloaded. People were sitting on the floors. There weren't even enough chairs. And people were even lined up out the door, Sherry, to be triaged with certain injuries. People were bleeding. They had broken arms. They had all kinds of things happening, yelling and screaming, crying for help. Is this the type of people you're going to go down and try to assist with?
Absolutely. So we're working with the local hospitals, and then we're also kind of being the diversion team. And what we'll do, Randy, is, you know, we're not a surgical suite. We're not anything like that. We are basically your urgent care center. So we'll set up. We're bringing with us, not only tarps, but, you know, your, what do
sure.
they call it?
Pop-up tents. Yep.
Yeah, pop-up tents. Okay, we'll set up that, and we will be fully equipped to treat those injuries and to give people their medications that, you know, now they don't have access to, you know, so the diabetics, the hypertensives, but yes, also the, you know, minor injuries that we know aren't going to need surgeries or anything like that. So try to support the hospitals. Try to get to, again, in Ashland, the people that do not, really, there's people that are still in the mountains. Still in the mountains and have got no access and no relief and no help. So we're working with people that are down there now. We're working with a couple different churches. We're also working with, like I said, this Elizabeth that is on staff for Virginia Fox. So, you know, as disaster relief does happen, it's, you know, moving parts all the time. So we're putting together our team, we're putting together and ordering the medical supplies and supplies that we need and medications that we need. And that's where the cost usually comes in.
Is the plan for you to guys to be flown down there and then get on helicopters, or are you going to try to fly there from here with helicopter? What's the plan logistically?
So it is being formulated, okay, but likely we're going to fly into Charlotte and then from Charlotte up to Ashland. And yes, there'll be helicopters and there'll be people that'll be able to take us up there. And we'll be doing some hiking.
Now, let me ask you this. the helicopters, is this being done by the congresswoman from North Carolina? Is this local private folks donating these services? Logistically, how is that going to work?
Mostly it is the private sector. Mostly it's the private sector. So, you know, I'm also going to reach out to an airline that I met, one of the people during my campaign for the U.S. Senate, that his owner of this smaller airline company is very humanitarian and really likes to help the public when he can, when he does. So I've got to call into him also to say, hey, rather than even us flying in commercially to Charlotte, what can you do for us, if anything? So by Sunday, latest Monday, is when we hope to be on ground.
Okay. Now, last question. Is the North Carolina state legislature, the governor of North Carolina, are they supportive of your guys' efforts or what you're trying to do? Because obviously the federal government has an alternative agenda. I just described what it is. This obviously has got to be done by the states.
I'm not really at liberty. Not at liberty. I don't know those answers yet. I just know who I've spoken to.
Sure.
And it does look like we're just trying to bypass the federal government, because if federal government is just it's a crapshoot.
Well, I call it a cluster something else, but this is insanity that they would try to mess around with federal help, federal assistance, just because we're, like you say, a month out from an election in areas that they know darn well those people that live in Ashland and the surrounding areas, Sherry, would obviously be voting for Trump and other Republicans.
Yes.
I can't even say on the radio what I want to say right now, because that is so disgusting of a human being that would be doing this against these citizens that have had this natural disaster occur against them.
Well, Trucker, their whole agenda is disgusting. I mean, the fact that they've given more money to the illegal immigrants, that FEMA doesn't have enough money to properly respond to this, is inexcusable and reprehensible. So the whole federal government right now is so flipping nuts that we're not taking care of our own. We're taking care of illegal immigrants so that they can continue to come in and vote. And yes, disenfranchising. And the ultimate result will be that some of these people, massive amount of people in those states, are not going to be able to vote.
Unbelievable. Well, we appreciate your efforts. Text me if you can, if you have cell service, you know, throughout this process. Let me know so that I can talk about it on the show on Monday. I also, just so you know, we do church services on Sunday from 11 to noon with Pastor Chatfield's church. I produce church services. If on Sunday you have an update for me between 11 and noon before I go off the air, go back to the music, send me a text, an update. I'll interrupt his church service and make an announcement to our listening area, also the Patriot Voice Radio Network. I'll get that information updated to people on Sunday between 11 and noon. Keep that in mind.
Okay. Trucker, also, if anybody wants to help contribute or have things that they want to send, they can certainly let me know. I do have a 501c3 of which we run missions through. That's Heartbeat Mission. So they can certainly reach out there as well.
Excellent.
Get in touch with us.
Yep. And do you mind if I give out your cell phone number if they want to text or make a call to you? Is that okay?
That's perfect. Thanks, Trucker.
Okay. 269-449-5550. If you want that information, just text me Doc. DOC. Text me Doc, and I'll send you her contact info. It has her cell phone on it as well as her personal Gmail. And we'll be able to get that information. If you have any items you want to donate, let Sherry know, and we'll try to get them picked up and somehow make this work.